You all sitting comfortably? I'm sure there were a TV program with Jack and Ori. And they said used to come on and they used to tell kids stories at tea time. And one of their things is, are you all sitting comfortably? He had no idea because he were on telly and everybody else were at home. So, but tonight, I'll start with this morning. Dave, he preached, he told all the big ones a story this morning. And I'm going to use a little bit of one of the part of the scripture that Dave spoke on this morning. So the big people have already had a little bit already. But now the little people and the big people are going to get the same, if not something different. Right. What I'm going to ask you to do is to go for a walk. That's a great idea because that means you're out of his way. So, can all the kids get up? Right? Now, you all can walk, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right? Are you good at it?
Yes.
Yeah? Right. What I want you to do is walk that way. And as you're walking that way, you can say hello to everybody as you walk that way. And then turn round and walk back. And you can say hello to all the people you didn't say hello to on your way that way. All right. So let's see whether you can do that first. Yeah, they're all walking. They're walking quite well. Are they going to come back? Yeah? Hey! The light working. Right, we've got that idea. Right. Now, what did you need for walking with? You can come back here now. I'm talking again. What do you think you needed that really helped you when you were walking?
Legs,
they do help. Yeah, but there's something else that you maybe had on your legs. Your feet. But if it were a...
Muscles
help too. Yeah. What if it were really hot sand that you're walking on? Shoes. Right. And it's good that when you're walking, you have shoes that fit. Yeah? Right. Now, we believe in Jesus, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? And when we're believing in Jesus, really, we're going for a walk with him. Right?
Yeah.
Now, that might be a challenge because you might think that Jesus' shoes are going to be big. Yeah? Because he's going to be bigger than you, isn't he? We're seeing that we've got a great big God. Right? So you might think that if you're going to follow Jesus, his shoes are going to be big. So it might be a bit hard work following Jesus because he's got big shoes and they might be hard to follow. So I've got another challenge for you now. In this bag, I've got some big shoes, right? And I've got a big pair for everybody. They're all my shoes because I've got big feet. Right? So what I want you to do, if I had to put them right foot, left foot. Right. So what I want you to do is take your shoes off and put my shoes on. Right? Now, I'm not going to say that I'm like God, because I think God's feet might be even bigger than these.
Wow.
Right? No, you don't need to take your tights off to put my shoes on. Get your tights on. Right. You put shoes on. Come on, all you put shoes on. And you putting shoes on as well. No. You getting shoes on? Yeah? Right. I'll wait 2 minutes till everybody's got the shoes on. That's going to do it. Do you like them ones?
No.
All right. Right. Now, if
oh, you look cool then,
if Jesus had big shoes and he said to you, come follow me, right, and you're thinking, well, he's got big shoes, it'll take some following Jesus. Let's try and go for a walk with his big shoes on. Are you going, Grace? No, are you going to go? You can't get up. Why? Are they too heavy? Too big. Yeah, it makes it a lot difficulter to walk with big shoes on. Now, this morning, when Dave spoke, he brought a passage about some of the disciples coming to follow him. Now, in the Bible, it tells us about how Jesus started to get people to follow him. And in Matthew, it tells us a story. As Jesus went on from where he was, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. And he said to Matthew, come follow me, he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. And then another story in the Bible where Jesus was getting his disciples together. He said, as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the lake, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, come, follow me, Jesus said. I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Now, for these disciples, he got a lot more disciples, which were followers of Jesus. A big difference for their lives, because suddenly their life situations had changed and they'd got big shoes to fill. Now, that might scare you, because you might think, well, if I've got big shoes to fill, I might fall over because they won't fit me. I need nice little shoes for my nice little feet, just like my little shoes. Yeah? And really, it's the same when Jesus says to each of us, because we're his disciples now, come, follow me. It says in the Bible that several people came to him and said, look, I know about you, Jesus, and ever since I was little, like you're little, I've done exactly what it said in your book. And I've kept all these commandments and been good, and I want to come and follow you. But Jesus said, yeah, you've done all this, but there's something that's lacking in your life, something that's making it difficult, something that's making my shoes, what I've got, difficult for you to get in. And he says to him, look, I know you've got a lot of money, right? And I want you to follow me, but I don't want you to follow that money anymore. Or, I mean, you could look at that as a lot of nice toys or a lot of things that you really like, but because you really like him, you're not thinking about Jesus. And what Jesus is asking us to do is to step into his big shoes and come and follow him. Right? Now, there's a story that the big ones know about. It's called a little poem. Now, this poem ain't in the Bible, but it's a very good story about walking. Right? And it's about walking in your life with Jesus. Now, we already decided that Jesus might have bigger feet than us. Whoops. Right? And that it might be difficult for us to walk with Jesus because he's got big feet. And for us to follow him, it might be a bit difficult. But in this poem, it says about this story of a person walking with Jesus in his life, right? And he can see all through his life footprints, right? So that's a little bit like a lot of shoes in a row, right? And on this story, yeah, I could do with some more. Here we go. He can see two sets of footprints walking along, right? And they go a long, long way on his life. And then suddenly, in part of his life, two of the footprints disappear. And the man says, well, Jesus, what happened there? Why wasn't you following me? And I can imagine these footprints going along, and all of a sudden there's one. And he says, well, he says, I was with you then. He says, well, how can you be with me? There's only one set of footprints. And he says, yeah, I were carrying you. So even though he had the big shoes on, and it might have got a bit difficult for him, for us following Jesus, Jesus is always there with us, walking with us, talking with us, and helping us along the way. Now, in Scripture, in the Bible, it also tells us something a little bit like that. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, it tells us, and in the wilderness, then you saw how the Lord, your God, carried you as a father carries his son. Or it could be as his father carries his daughter. All the way you went until you reach this place. So, no matter where we are on our life's journey, even in difficult places, Jesus is with us. He asks us to follow him, and if we do that, he's always with us. He's always by his side. And so, as big people, sometimes we've heard the saying when you're taking over a new job maybe or something like that, you've got big shoes to fill, young man. You've got really big shoes because the previous person that was doing the job did it so well. Now, God does the job exceptionally well. Right? And you can follow him just as well. Just like Jesus was asking the disciples to follow him and come and live a different way and to know about Jesus' Father and to live like him and to follow him as an example. We see from that story, that poem, that even when it might be a little bit tough, and we might think, well, I really like doing this, I really like playing these games, or I really like doing this activity, this playtime in my life, or this little task in my life I really enjoy, and I don't really want to be following God at that time because I like doing this. Jesus says to us, look, come follow me. Because even in the hard times or in the difficult times, I'm going to be there with you. So even when you've got big shoes on, bigger than what you've got on now, you can still run around and not fall over because God's holding your hand and he's with you all the time. Amen.